You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman. A battle is brewing between the Obama administration and the news media over a policy that shuts photographers out of some presidential events. 37 news organizations wrote a letter to complain to the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney last week. And earlier this week, editors at USA Today and the Tacoma News Tribune said they're going to stop running official White House images in protest. This is the latest confrontation between the press and President Obama, a president who campaigned on a promise of more openness and more transparency. For more on this story on why news organizations are protesting, we turn to Kenny Irby. He's senior faculty member and founder of the photojournalism program at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Kenny Irby, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here, Dave.
So first question, why is the Obama administration restricting access to these photographs and to these events?
That's a big part of the question. We're trying to get a specific answer. There have been some allegations that there are concerns about national security, which really don't jive with the request as it's been made.
So how are they restricting access?
They are holding, the White House has regularly began to hold activities, events. Most recently, a Veterans Day experience where an honored veteran was being acknowledged by the president, which one would think would be a very positive thing for the American people and the world to witness. But the press was closed out of the event, and the White House issued a handout photo, which has become the standard operating procedure.
So they're just handing photos out from those events. Is the press being allowed into other kinds of events?
Well, the press is being allowed to other kinds of events, but most of those events are controlled and very much stage events. Almost everything on Capitol Hill or surrounding the government are staged events. And these kinds of events that offer an authentic, more candid look, one would think that the administration would be open to allowing a range of media representatives for the visual journalism world to be able to document and share those images with their audiences.
I think people probably remember that staged photo ops were also a big issue during the George W. Bush years. There was that famous event where he was wearing the flight suit on the aircraft carrier with the mission accomplished banner in the background. So, you know, people remember that. What's different now? Why are all these protests happening now?
Well, I mean, I think that event happened, a staged event, as I said, they are part of political life in America and abroad. But what is at concern is a lack of diversity and independence being allowed to interpret and to document those experiences. It's one thing to have the stage event. It's another thing, in my view, to then totally limit and close out, in this case, the accredited journalists from around the United States and around the world from being able to interpret and document those events as they unfold.
Your voice is wavering a little bit there. I don't know what's going on with your connection. I'm wondering how often I'm looking at managed photos of the president when I'm reading the newspaper. Are most of these photos managed?
Just about everything you see, David, is managed. The lighting is controlled. The timing is controlled. And so in terms of staged or managed images, which is the contemporary term, probably 99% of what you see is managed.
Well, turning it around the other way, I mean, what's an example of a situation where you're seeing an unflattering or an unrestricted photograph that's serving the public's interests?
Well, I think, you know, there are many images throughout presidencies that we've seen that are both, I think it's important to acknowledge not only are they journalistically important, but they're equally historically important because it allows us to, when we evaluate the presidency and his or her, in this case, his, so far, all of his examples represent some understanding after the fact, some contextual representation of the life and the contributions of the president. What we are struggling with now is that we rarely get to see unmanaged, filtered, concentrated, that's the best word, concentrated images that only are presented to the media and the American people for evaluation that only come from an employee of the United States, because Pete Souza, the president's photographer, his role is to present the president and the first family in the most positive light possible. I think when you look back at pictures, the bin Laden assassination photo, the picture in the command room, you were able to see perspectives, and it's that kind of thing that the American media is now pushing back to say, we would like to be able to have a wider perspective, not everybody, but yeah, those accredited journalists that are able from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, and other media associations to be able to render those images as well.
All right, Kenny Irby, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're talking about, he directs the photojournalism program at the Poynter Institute, telling us about the protests from some media organizations against the Obama administration for restricting access to certain events when it comes to the press. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.